Ukraine said in a spectacular claim on Sunday it destroyed Russian bombers worth billions of dollars in a large-scale drone assault on enemy soil as it geared up for talks with Moscow counterparts to explore prospects for a ceasefire. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky praised the absolutely brilliant drone attack launched on Russian air bases, saying it inflicted tangible losses on Moscow. He said that 117 drones had been used to attack the Russian bases. Ukraine said the strike on the eve of peace talks damaged $7 billion worth of Russian aircraft parked at four air bases thousands of kilometers away, with unverified video footage showing aircraft engulfed in flames and black smoke. A source in the Ukrainian security services said the drones were concealed in the ceilings of shipping containers, which were opened up to release them for the assault. The long-planned operation came at a delicate moment 3 years into Russia's invasion. An absolutely brilliant outcome. And an outcome produced by Ukraine independently, Zelensky wrote on the Telegram messaging app in a video address. He noted the operation took more than a year and a half to prepare. This is our longest-range operation. Russia has had very tangible losses. Zelensky said that he was sending a delegation to Istanbul led by his defense minister Rustem Umerov for talks on Monday with Russian officials. Turkey is hosting the meeting, which was spurred by U.S. President Donald Trump's push for a quick deal to end the three-year war. A source in Ukraine's SBU security service said the coordinated attacks inside Russia were aimed at destroying enemy bombers far from the front. The SBU source added that the strikes targeted Russian air bases in the eastern Siberian city of Belia, in Olenya, in the Arctic near Finland, and in Ivanovo and Diaghilevo, both east of Moscow. More than 40 aircraft had been hit at the Belia base and a fire had broken out there, the source said, showing a video in which several aircraft could be seen in flames and black smoke rising. AFP was not able to independently verify the claims or the video images. Russia's defense ministry confirmed on Telegram that several of its military aircraft caught fire. Rebar, an account on the Telegram message platform that is close to the Russian military, called it a very heavy blow for Moscow and pointed to what it called serious errors by Russian intelligence. Russia's defense ministry said that there were no casualties and that several participants had been arrested. Igor Kobzev, governor of Russia's Irkutsk region, which hosts the targeted Belaya air base, said it was the first attack of this sort in Siberia. On Sunday, Ukraine's Air Force said it was hit by 472 Russian drones and 7 missiles overnight, a record since the beginning of the invasion.